The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And don't change that dial. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'm sitting in for John Stat Miller this evening. Welcome to the National Intel Report with John Statmiller, with John Reagan in the captain's seat. Just to remind everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. You may have possibly heard me on Republic Broadcasting before. I'm the regular Monday guest on the USA Prepares radio show, which is rebroadcast right before John Moore from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you haven't heard me and want to get more punishment, you're welcome to check that out every Tuesday. Well, just to introduce myself a little bit, I am a real captain. Spent 8.5 years as an Air Force officer outside when I left college, and my last assignment, 2.5 years worth, was in the basement of the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. And it's a whole lot of fun thinking about nuclear war as your job every day. And I was known for, in fact, it's kind of an anniversary day for me. It was 5 years ago today. That was my very first time to be on the air with Vincent Fennelli, USA Prepares, talking about the financial state of the Union. At that point, my book had not yet been published. And, you know, during these past 5 years, you hate to say it, but the situation just hasn't, you know, improved at all, really. There's a lot of fake numbers out there, a lot of those coming from the federal government. And while I appreciate some of the battles that we don't have to fight as a result of the election, there's really nothing Trump can do to stop the collapse that's coming. And just to point that out, Social Security and Medicare by themselves is really has no solution. If you have one, I'd love to hear it. Haven't found one in the last 5 years. And I guess first we need to talk about what is the real number, because you've probably heard several of them. If you use the Financial Report of the United States, which uses the numbers out of the Social Security Trustee Report, that will tell you that our unfunded liabilities are in the 70-some trillions of dollars. Unfortunately, you have to read later in the report saying that the auditors won't sign off on those numbers because they don't conform, in the accounting term is GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, which is auditor speak for saying liar, liar, pants on fire. Now, if you go something closer to GAAP, which is a number you'll find on the U.S. Debt Clock website, you'll see a number that's a little over $100 trillion. And don't try to understand trillions of dollars. Our brains aren't geared for that. Just since everything we're talking about is in trillions, it's just if you understand how one number is bigger than another, that's good enough. And you may have also heard Professor Kotlikoff with his annual report, where if you use the alternate fiscal scenario from the Congressional Budget Office, which has a little bit more realistic numbers than the trustee report, then we'd need $200 trillion to take care of it. And even with that, that's leaving out two very important words, present value. For those of you that didn't have that in school, that means that's the amount of money we would have to invest today. And in the case of Social Security and Medicare, at 5.6% interest, in order to pay what we've promised. Well, one, that ends up being more than all the money in the world, which tends to be a little bit of a problem. And even if we did have all that money, then there comes the question of where do you invest it to get that rate of return? If we look at everything in total, even if we eliminated Social Security and Medicare today, that doesn't free up enough to help our situation much. But possibly, with a lot of austerity, we might be able to not have too bad of a time, but it's not looking good, especially because of, you know, the pension funds are now popping. There's also people have thoughts, well, can't we just confiscate wealth? Well, again, we kind of got the problems. You know, technically, there's enough wealth in the world that would cover the over $200 trillion, but the problem is who would you sell that to get the money? And then if you had the money, where would you invest it? So that's a problem. And the other thought that I hear is, well, can't we just grow our way out of it? Well, let's say that this administration, especially with all the optimism, manages to get an additional 2% increase in GDP over the coming year. And to make the math easy, right now GDP is running around $18 trillion. Let's make it 20 to do the math easily. Well, 2% of 20 is, 10% is, that would be $2 trillion. So you're talking about $400 billion. And even if you could tax 100% of that, that's just not going to go far enough. So we just don't have a way of getting out of that sooner or later. The poop's going to hit the props. The bug's going to hit the windshield, however you want to phrase it. But the good news, it's not Social Security and Medicare that's going to cause our problem. It's going to be those pesky pension funds and rising interest rates. And that's if World War III doesn't end first. I see we have a caller, Tom from Florida. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening. I was wondering if you saw the news today on MSLSD, the Morning Jew show, Morning Joe show with the Verninsky lady and Max Headroom there, Morning Joe, talking about the media supposed to run the people, the people ain't supposed to run the media. And then you had this Maxine Waters going nuts, calling everybody a scumbag.
I've seen the headlines on that. I didn't get to see the actual conversation. But, you know, that's how they feel. They believe that they know better than everybody else and they should have their way. It's kind of interesting. I came across an article several months ago, and I've talked about this on the USA Prepares show. There was a study done, and they had to correct the study because in the initial report, they had the conclusion that conservatives were mentally ill. And upon further review, they had to correct it because it was actually the liberals that were mentally ill. And
there's no question they are mentally ill. And I want to ask you this. During 8 years of Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, I never heard the Jewish media going after him about what's going on with all this supposed this Jew hate in the United States now. But let me ask you a question. If they're 2% of the population, they control the media in Hollywood, but the real ones that are getting attacked are the white male Americans. The white Anglo males, Christian American males are getting attacked, and the white females. That's what a real attack is not. It's not at the Jews. If the Jews don't like it here, they can always run back to Israel. But the white males here in this country who actually built this country, now they're saying, no, they're making like, you better not say that. That's just politically incorrect. It's unbelievable what's going on here. And you got this lady's Brzezinski, the Morning Joe broad. She's going out there attacking white males in this Max Headroom imbecile, this guy Joe Scarborough. This guy's a jerk. This guy's a nitwit. He thinks like Max Headroom, woo-woo. His head, you know, I mean, this guy's a real character, these clowns they got on that show. And MSLSD and all these imbecile networks. And look at Hollywood. It is all fake. Donald Trump's absolutely right. The whole thing is fake. That whole Hollywood is fake. Everything is fake. Except maybe once in a while we make a movie like Braveheart. But all the other movies are hyperbole. They're all BS. They're crap. And they brainwash these young millennials like insanity. What they're doing these millennials is absolutely disgusting. They're not even teaching these millennials how to use cursive to write their names. Hello? Hello?
Yes, and... Yeah, I dread to think what's going to happen when the grid goes down and their cell phones no longer work and they won't be able to go OMG to anybody.
I'd like to ask you about this Maxine Waters. She's talking crap about Donald Trump. In the meantime, her black Afro communities having murders all over in all these cities, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore. And here you got this clown in California, that state, which is so Californiaized, who's been invaded with 4 million illegals, and she's going to cut Donald Trump down? What kind of clown? In the makeup, she looks like a clown with all that makeup on her face. That Maxine Waters, that Maxine imbecile is what she is. She's a Maxine despicable is what she is. And all those leftists are despicable. They want to talk about deplorables. These Democrats like Hillary and all that, they're despicable. That's what they are. It's insanity what's going on with them. And then, you know what blows my mind? They run the media. 2% have all this wealth and they control the media. Look at Soros. Why isn't he being arrested and all these other clowns? What are you trying to do to this country?
We should expect
this country's going to be perfect once all these illegals are out here. They, you know, there ain't going to be no problem with the economy collapsing. The United States economy would be zooming. Look at it. The stock market's off the chain. Can you imagine what you do? Get rid of 10 million illegals? This country would be off the chain. And you slow immigration down. There'll be no more problem. It'll be back like in the 50s with Eisenhower. Look, we had a great time under Eisenhower, my dad told me. I was a little kid, but he used to tell me, man, those are the best of times. From 1948 to 1958, man, this country's off the chain. Well, that's what we're going back to with Donald Trump.
The thing is, back
like
then,
like the 50s again, happy days.
We didn't have this big ball and chain total debt for the United States, not just the federal government.
Well, sir, you're absolutely correct, but you know what the biggest problem is? They got to get rid of this 1965 Immigration Act. The one that Kennedy and this Manny Cuellar, the Zionist, and the Catholic put on the American public, making every white man in this country feel guilty about the 1965 Adjustment Act. Once Donald Trump could get rid of that in Congress, you would see this country, the stock market would go up to 3,000. It would be off the chain, and you wouldn't have a collapse of the economy because you got to go back to the 50s policies. That's all this country needs. And Donald Trump's basically trying to do that. But you're correct when you're saying that the New World Order is trying to stop it at all costs with the Rothschilds and Soros in the world. They don't want this. They don't want a country flourishing, a white country flourishing. That's why they're trying to flood this country the last 40, 50 years to bring it to its knees. But let's just see what happens. I believe in 8 years you're going to see a major change. Donald Trump's going to be a great president. He'll go down in the annals of history if he makes it, like George Washington. Let's just hope so. God bless you and have a great show.
Thank you.
Love your show.
And unfortunately, the demographic damage has been done. We've had at least 50, if not close to 60 million babies murdered in this country since Roe v. Wade. And that is part of the reason that, at least up till now, you haven't seen the Republicans do very much with the immigration issue, because they need all the money they can get to kick the can down the road with all these promises they've made that they can't afford. Let's see if we have another caller. Andy from Texas, welcome to the show.
How you doing, sir? Nice to hear somebody in the place of John, but I still worry about John myself. The thing that I have the most problem with is that we always hear these politicians talking about the Constitution this, the Constitution that. The politicians tend to use the Constitution when it rallies for them, but they're free to violate the Constitution with their inappropriate laws and stuff that they write. What we really need to do, if you want a solution to what you were saying earlier, is we really need to go back to the Constitution. I mean, this stuff is written in a fifth or sixth grade verbiage in which we can understand it. Now, a fifth grader didn't write it, but I think the Founding Fathers wrote it in a particular manner in which even a fifth grade could understand that. And this is absolutely ridiculous to pretend like we're under some sort of constitutional law in this country. It's absolutely absurd that we even believe that. I think Donald Trump is, you know, a certain godsend in a matter of fact, because it's getting people to wake up and we're getting to understand that, wait a minute, we do have a constitution. But the thing is we got UCC code running our courts. We've got, I mean, I've been in courtrooms many times, and you bring up the Constitution, and all they do is interrupt you, and it's a terrible effect. But the point of the matter is that, yeah, to get back to where we're at, you got to continue to fund the people that you gave all this Social Security and welfare to. You got to continue to fund that. But anybody else, we need to just do what the Constitution says, and we can create jobs. There's no need for these regulations. I mean, the regulations were put on our corporations and stuff to get them, give them incentive to move. But not only that, the corporations are in cahoots with our entire Congress to actually do what they're doing. This is an agenda. This is not something the government came up with. This is something the Bilderberg Group and whatnot came together and had these conversations with these people and said, look, this is what we want to do. You need to play into it. So here, we'll do this and we'll do that. We'll do this and you guys move your garbage out of our country and have your garbage made somewhere else. And that's exactly what these people have done. This is an agenda. This is a New World Order agenda. And they wanted to make us all poor because they wanted us all on welfare and Social Security and disability and all this stuff so that they could take care of us. And then, well, hey, we hold the purse to your wallet that feeds you each month, and now we can tell you what to do. You agree?
And it's looking to be even worse than that as more and more jobs get replaced by artificial intelligence and robotics. The big discussion now is universal basic income, which isn't enough to really pay for everything, and it's going to fail as well. But just imagine when you're dependent on, you know, that monthly check. And, of course, they want to control everything. And even if they don't take the cash out, they're going to blockchain it. Did you want to hold through the break?
I'd love to, sir.
Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La?
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. And this is John Reagan sitting in for John Stettmiller tonight. You know, back in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, when I was a young Air Force officer, I did give financial support to the Republican Party. But my views changed once I hit the Pentagon. And there I was sitting across the Potomac, and when you're in D.C., what happens in Congress is local news. And I'm watching these Republicans in Congress violating their oath of office, the same oath that I took to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the only thing I found more disgusting than the Republicans were the Democrats. And this was in the good old days during the second Reagan term. And I can guarantee things have not gotten better since. And, we should use whatever time. I don't think we have more than a few extra months because of this administration. Optimism alone is not going to fuel things. Like John Stadtmiller was saying on the commercial during the break, you know, you need to have food because that's going to be a critical resource. Look at what's happening in Venezuela. People have lost 19 pounds in the last year because of the socialist diet down there. You don't want to find yourself late in doing that. So do the best you can in getting stocked up, because there's definitely going to be a big-time correction, and I expect it to make the Great Depression look like a trip to Disney World. So, Andy, what else did you want to cover?
Well, I just want to say thank you, brother in arms. I took the same oath as you did. I was in the Army for 8 years. I was in the Reagan years, 84 to 91, 92. Went through the first Gulf War and whatnot. But the point of the matter that I was trying to get across is that these people, we don't vet them properly before they can even become congressmen or senators or whatnot. We don't vet them properly. These people throw their names in there. They pay their little fine. They fill out their little forms and stuff. But we don't know, where did they get their money? Who are these people? What are their intentions? Do they know the Constitution? Before we even elect them, these people should be required to understand and see the Constitution, know it thoroughly. But we don't do that. And that's one of the biggest problems that's going on in this country that I've seen in my entire life, because I was part of it going through my school and stuff. Nobody taught me about the Constitution, but this little bit of stuff here and there. And what I know about the Constitution is far surpassed what these people taught me when I was going through school. So we need to know, before you can be a senator or a representative, you need to know the Constitution. And we need to know that you know the Constitution. And this is past a joke. If we really want to get back on track, the Constitution is a fantastic document, including the Declaration of Independence. Everything is fantastic in that particular area of our lives here in America. But if these people are just going to go in there under special interest rules, are they going to get in their little committee and make their little millions of dollars and just go along with the flow? We've got an issue here. And this is how we got to the point where we have all these codes, ordinances, and statutes and stuff. That's really where our freedom has been taken away. Okay, you know, a broken taillight, oh, $150. You roll through a stop sign, oh, $150. You look funny at a cop because he stops you for no reason. You look funny at him, and he can just bust you and get you for resisting. Well, there was no crime committed before, but they still bust you for resisting. So you stand in front of a judge saying, well, I resisted arrest, of course, because there was no reason for him to arrest me in the first place. I mean, these are all the liberties and stuff that the Constitution protects. But you can't go in a courtroom and defend that with the Constitution, because they're under the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. You cannot defend yourself in a courtroom. It's absolutely ridiculous, my friend.
Did you want to hold through this break?
I would love to if you want me to.
Okay, we'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders. and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Listening to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. This is John Reagan sitting in this evening. Want to thank John Stadtmiller for giving me this opportunity to sit behind his microphone and take care of his show for him. So, Andy, where did you want to pick up with?
Well, I want to pick up with this, if you don't mind. Not unlike you and me, when we joined the military, we took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Each state in the early days of this country had to take that same oath. Look, you're going to follow the Constitution and whatnot. Well, what they've done is they've usurped the 10th Amendment, the states' rights. Anything not taken care of by the federal government, and I'm definitely blowing that one up, but if the federal government hasn't already said it, then this is up to the states. But these people are supposed to uphold, protect, and defend 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, all the way to the 9th Amendment, and then all of a sudden the 10th Amendment comes around, and now we get all these codes and ordinances and all this stuff that can throw you in jail for no reason or whatnot. It's absolutely ridiculous what this country has come to. And the really sad part is that you got all of these snowflakes running around who have never heard of the Constitution. I don't know if you know gosh, I can't think of his name, but he runs around all these campuses asking them stupid questions, and these people have no answer to it, and they're questions that have no answer to it, but they still answer it. Mark Dice.
Yes. He
runs around and he asks these questions to these, I call them snowflakes. I mean, somebody coined that. I didn't coin it. But and he asks these people these ungodly questions, and those of us who know the answers to these questions are just going, oh, my God, really? These are college students? What the heck are they teaching these people? So we're being indoctrinated not to believe in our Constitution. We're being left out of the Constitution. And the Constitution is what keeps us free. It sets us free. But the states, that's the biggest problem. The states have usurped the 10th Amendment. You know, anything that the government hasn't accounted for, the state is left up to the states. Well, but you agreed to abide by the Constitution, which means the 4th Amendment is still intact. I mean, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all searches and seizures, but upon probable cause, which is all they use. But it says right after that, supported and defended by a warrant of affirmation. So every time they pull you over, they need a judge's signed-off piece of paper to mess with you. And no, we're just at probable cause. So this is how much they have distorted our Constitution. So the Constitution is really in line with what freedom has to do with. And I think our founding fathers were brilliant in the way that they wrote this. The unfortunate part of this is that the people that we have elected and the idiots that are running our government perhaps not now. There's probably some good people in there now, because I have some faith in Trump. But the people who have ran it up to this point have ran it into the ground, destroyed it. I mean, for God's sake, the only people who can coin money in this country is the U.S. Treasury. Why do we have the Federal Reserve? How did we get that? Well, Woodrow Wilson, 1913, sold the people out. And then, you know, the next year he apologized. Well, that made it all better. This guy apologized I think I did something very bad for the American people. Well, you know what? You just screwed us. That's what you did, buddy. I mean, an apology doesn't fix this stuff. And really, where this all lies on is the people did not demand to know how everything worked. We were just born in this country, and we all accepted the way it was. Our parents were as dumb as we were. If you're my age, then, you know, 50 years old, my parents were already stupid, and so I ended up stupid. And then until you actually seek out the knowledge, you're going to be stupid. And that's where all these snowflakes are, these millennials, all these people running around. Women mean something. Well, we know women mean something. Why are you running around telling us women mean something? Well, Trump doesn't think. What do you think Trump thinks of women? For God's sake, come on, let's get real. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, this is just past a joke. I'm a real frustrated individual. You know, having given my oath to the Constitution when I was in the military, and then having to do stuff that, well, you know what, was unconstitutional. And I did that, and I'm very ashamed for that. Following these orders, I should have reprimanded myself and the people who ordered me to do what I did. And it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. And I really think there should be some people in prison right now. And you know what? If Hillary Clinton was hanging from a light post in front of the White House right now, I wouldn't cry a tear.
And unfortunately, they've been working on the destruction of the United States for a very long time. I've done shows where I've gone over the 10 communist goals from the Communist Manifesto, and yes, they've done a very good job with that. I believe it's 45 goals that were read into the congressional record in the early 1960s. And again, they've done a very good job with that. The education of our youth has gotten worse and worse. At least back when I went through public school, we managed to learn a few things. But now there's such a lack of understanding. The founding fathers are enemies of the state, and people just don't know any better. And until we can get people educated, which is going to be quite a job, they keep on electing or reelecting the same people. And I learned back in the day, you know, the end of the Cold War there, there was more turnover in the Soviet Politburo than there was in the United States Congress. And we've got to make these changes during the primaries, and that was what was so sad to see this last time. I only remember seeing two people that were running for re-election that lost their primary. And I guess Jonathan Gruber probably summed it up best when, you know, and for those who don't know, he was one of the Obamacare architects, and said that caught on video several times saying, you know, that we were able to do this thanks to the stupid voters.
And yeah, thank God we're idiots.
You know, given that no Republicans voted for Obamacare, he had to be talking about Democrat voters. So,
There is one more thing. I mean, look who we just had for 8 years. We had Obama. What did he belong to? The Weather Underground, Bernadette Dern and Bill Ayers. And this was a communist little network and stuff. And they said, we have to rise to the presidency. And when we get there, we may have to kill 50 million people. Now, this is back in the 80s, early 80s and stuff when he said this. And thank God he wasn't able to kill 50 million people. But maybe he wasn't talking about Americans because he killed a ton of people in the Middle East. So maybe that's what he was talking about. But this is absolutely ridiculous. We're living under this regime. I mean, I thank God for Donald Trump, and God, he's not going to change everything. He's not going to write this thing in 8 years, 5 years, 4 years, however long he's there, till they impeach him. Right now, they're already talking about impeachment. But the point of the matter is that we're living under something. I wasn't born here to create this. I have to navigate through this. So does every other person who was born before this was set up. And so a lot of people just fall in line, and they do, I'm an obedient soldier or whatnot. Well, read your damn Constitution. Read it. Find out what your rights are. Because guess what? If you don't know what your rights are, you have no rights when a cop pulls you over. When the judge is standing in front of you, you got no rights. Nothing. Zip, zilch, nothing. And this is past a joke. I mean, people, educate yourself. Get out there and find out what the heck is really going on. And thank God for RBN, and thank God for you, my friend, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for your call. I've enjoyed it. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number again. That's 800-313-9443. I just want people to know, I'm going to be at a conference the end of next month, March 31st through April 2nd. I don't get out in the public very often, so if you do want to come in and have a chat, there's the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, Texas. And let me just read the first couple of lines. Derek Gilbert from Skywatch TV, John B. Wells, Pastor Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Michael Boldea, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Billy Crone, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Pastor Carl Gallups, Josh Tolley, Josh Peck, and there's five more beyond that. And the way this conference works is everybody's there in one room. It's not like a lot where you have to go to breakout rooms and you have to make tough decisions as to, you know, which one you want to hear. You get to hear them all here. And just want to say that if you're interested, their website is hearthewatchmen.com. If you use my last name, that's Reagan, R-A-G-A-N. There's no E's in there. You can get $20 off your ticket, and I would recommend not putting that off, because there's the venue only holds about 1,000, and while there might be some last-minute cancellations, don't risk it. It's Fantastic information. This is the second time I'll be speaking. And my topic is, looks like it's going to be, does anybody really know what time it is? Because there's so much going on in the world. I often get the question, when is this financial collapse going to be? And while I can't give an exact date, I can show you some parameters that kind of put bounds on that. And, of course, given the nature of the conference, I'm going to be talking a lot about Matthew 24. And because, it was the question 2,000 years ago, when are you coming back? And what Jesus said was, there's a season and you'll see these signs. And what I've got, that even if you're a devout atheist, you're going to realize that there is not a whole lot of time left before the way you've been living your life, and this goes back what we've enjoyed since World War II, the last 70 years, we can't keep up at this pace. And this is, financial situation aside, there's resource issues that are getting ready to bite us in the butt. And, another reason, get your preps in order, and we'll, do the best to ride out until things get, maybe not back to normal, but back to better. Got Jesse from Utah on the line. Welcome to the show.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make, just something that's been on my mind for a while now. First of all, when people say that our rights come from the Constitution, that's false. All the Constitution does is define that our rights come from, you can call them God or the spaghetti monster or whatever. But in other words, we're born with rights. And that's the way our forefathers thought. And until people get back to that thinking, there's no way we're going to fix it. Just no way. And I guess what I've been thinking about is I'm watching, I've lived in cities, many cities, and I live in the rural area now. And where I live, we don't have problems with the illegals. We don't have, a bunch of freaking libtards running the streets protesting. Where I live, I've never met a Hillary supporter in my, since this election started. In my opinion, the problem is the cities. Hey, if you want to build a wall, let's build a wall around these dang cities and let the normal folks live out where we can plant gardens and enjoy life. I live my life, government don't affect me until, this kind of stuff happens in the cities. Why is it that all of us in these rural areas have to be affected by these idiots, and it's just like, for example, you want to get into like global warming and stuff like that. Hell, most of the pollution is in the cities, and where are most of the people that believe in that crap? They live in the cities, Most of the liberals are from the cities. Just something I've thought about. Maybe we all ought to go our separate ways, let them destroy their cities, and if you want to live a normal life, get the hell away from it, But end of my rant, you can talk about it all while I'm off there, but appreciate your time, man.
Okay, thank you. It's kind of interesting, when I was doing my research as what caused the problems we're facing now, and I ended up back in the Bible seeing that a lot of these problems we have is because we don't do things God's way. We don't, forgive the debt, which allows it to grow to these ridiculous levels. We don't have that jubilee every 50 years that, puts the land back in the ownership of the various families. So that allows for unequal distribution of wealth, which allows for a small handful of people to get away with things that they wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And we can even go way back to Genesis, Sodom and Gomorrah. Cities tend to be a problem. Once people get into the cities, they get divorced from the way God does things, and they start doing things the way they want to do it. And it just, it's even today's elections, you look at the maps, the rural counties, voted for Trump. The big cities voted for Clinton. And that's the split in this country that we have to work on. And talk more about this after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to the National Intel Report with John Statmiller, it's John Reagan sitting in tonight, and how appropriate an intro for this segment. So I was going to say, even if you don't want to look at the biblical aspect of this, you can look at it in freedom versus slavery, because that's what communism is. If you read the Communist Manifesto, you'll come to the conclusion, you don't get to own anything. Everything, including you, your wife, your kids, are owned by the state. So it's they've abolished private slavery, but they've made it the corporate state slavery. And, by the way, slaves don't get to own guns. You don't have an income. All the money belongs to the state. And we're seeing that. We have Tim from Wyoming on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Reagan. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm glad to hear you're talking about taxation equaling slavery. It's pretty obvious that most people are unaware of that, because when you try to point out the fact that the multicolored paper that we carry around has the word note right on it, and note is a certificate of debt, and then you go on with that, some people's eyes glaze right over as soon as you start telling them that. But the good thing about it is that you can give them the history, and say, this is who do we owe this debt to? What kind of organization do we owe this debt to, and what kind of debt is actually truly owed? And how do we wake people up to that? I mean, what I do is I basically I show them the multicolored paper, as I say, the note. I show them the note, and I say, Federal Reserve note. And Federal Reserve's no more federal than Federal Express, which, I didn't coin that, but it's appropriate. But when you, it's such an eye-opening experience for some people that they're eager to learn more. I love doing that, because it helps to basically grow the freedom movement. So I'm actually about to start a constitutional study group here in my town, and I've got a lot of people interested in doing it. I even found a venue. The only thing I have to do still is buy a box of pocket constitutions to be able to hand them out at the group, so everybody has one, and then we're all on the same page, literally. So, I'm glad to hear that. You're talking in regards to the. I haven't heard John B. Wells in a long time. He used to be. When he used to host Coast to Coast, the Coast to Coast show for Art Bell.
Yes, he got kicked off that show.
He was the best.
Now he has his own subscription. Did you want to hold through the break?
Sure, yeah, please. Thank you.
Okay. This is John Reagan sitting in for John Stat Miller. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.